welcome to another edition of Sitting Around Talking Movies. I'm Neil Rose, and we're talking the Oscar nominations, and we're doing this show right now. The Oscar nominations were announced just a couple of hours ago, and I'm joined, as always, by Bill Bregoli.
Is that a real factor or an alternative fact?
Bill McCuddy.
I've never gotten an Oscar.
And I've gotten an Emmy. And Jack Rico from Showbiz Cafe. Hey, man, how you doing? You know, it's funny. I'm on the air live today on New York One.
No one likes a bragger.
And nationally on Spectrum. No, listen, Time Warner Cable. I want to tell you this. And the whole way that they announced the Oscars this year, before we even get to, like, yes, La La Land tied the record, 14 nominations.
Before we get to that?
Well, I'll just say it tied the record matched by Titanic in 1997
and All About
Eve. Even 1950. Right. But instead of what they usually do is they go to some hotel at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No. It was it's not a hotel, but anyway, it's the AMPAS.
Here's Marissa Tomei, and the head of the and they announce all the stuff, and you get it, and it's done in 5 minutes.
Right.
This was like some ridiculous infomercial that it was kind of like. You know,
could you buy an Oscar?
Do
they have a number where you could?
Where,
like,
they were teasing you, and they gave you the actor and actress, then they did all the minor categories, and they had endorsements for. It was almost like, for $1 a day, you could save a child.
We can get Amy Adams a nomination for just 50 cents.
You know,
call now.
Or it was like the.
Now wait a minute. Do we know whether Good Morning America ran all this?
Yeah, they ran all of it.
The whole 20 minutes
or
the whole.
Michael Strahan, and they were all sitting there, and it was like a mini show.
Everybody at Good Morning America, which is ABC, which airs and distributes the Oscars. They were all just showing these videotapes.
There were testimonials by actors going, the first time I ever watched the Oscars, I was 12 years old. Yeah. And I remember my parents let me stay up. And I'm like, and then, okay, but now somebody's, and here's Jennifer Hudson who's going to tell you who's up for best director. And then it's like, no, we're going to do cinematography first. And they're like, but we'll come back. And if you're doing this live on the air on TV, there was no roadmap, no GPS. It was terrible.
Were you a pool of sweat, Neil? Were you like Albert Brooks in Broadcast News?
I was sitting up there with Pat Kiernan and Jamie Shupak, and we were just kind of like goofing on it, but it was just terrible.
So, but the other thing to point out is that obviously no other network would run this. It was purely for ABC because the Today Show's not going to run 20 minutes of
this. No, but
this.
They did excerpts of
they
it
did little,
live.
They did snippets of it. But they did that after the fact, right? They had to cut that out and do it later.
All right, so the big story is that La La Land gets 14 nominations.
And I've told you that La La Land was going to be the big main movie because it's the singular movie that stands out in this season.
Well,
it's
a week
the only musical.
It's a weak year for movies. Hollywood loves movies about Hollywood.
I don't know about that. I think it became
Argo?
A strong year halfway
Argo,
through.
Argo, Hollywood Saves the Day. The Artist, a silent film from a couple of years ago about the silent days of Hollywood, wins. They always love movies about Hollywood. And La La Land
as well.
Yeah, right. Although that was takes
that was
place
a Hollywood.
In,
that was about acting.
Yeah, but he was
actors.
A Hollywood actor. I mean, he was totally
was Times Square. But okay, so you might say it's too early to do predictions. But I think that
it's never too early.
Okay, well, I think La La Land is definitely, as I said before, any of these nominations were announced, is going to win Best Picture.
Well, it's the leader.
Chazelle
the runner. The runner could stumble.
Best Director.
Well, if that's true, it has split in past years. One of the things that surprised me this morning was that Denzel Washington, who also got shut out at the Directors Guild, did not get a director's nomination for Fences.
You want to hear something fascinating? I'm sitting
desperately
in the air and doing this.
I doubt it's going to come out of you, but let's go.
The Oscar. Funny guy. The Oscar people released online what the nominations were going to be. So for Best Actress.
You know, they made two mistakes. Did you know that?
They said that Amy Adams got a Best Actress nomination for Arrival.
And this is on Oscar.com.
Right.
Yes.
The official site that ABC runs.
I'm listening to whatever actress is announcing the Best Actress nominees, and they don't say Amy Adams, and they say Ruth Negga for Loving. So after we get through the thing, Jamie Shupak, who's sitting on the set with Pat Kiernan and myself, she does traffic, and she's not wrong. I mean, she says, you know, I say Amy Adams got snubbed that she didn't get a Best Actress nomination as predicted for Arrival. And she goes, no, she did. She goes, Ruth Negga didn't get it for Loving. And she's reading information off the Oscar site, like you said, Oscar.com, Bill. So
ABC apologizes for misnaming and Sully, and they said Tom Hanks. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, Tom
so,
Hanks.
So Jamie and I go, she's like, you're right, you're wrong. I'm going, no, I think you're wrong. And it was very friendly.
So it's just like our normal show.
But technically speaking,
everyone thought you were wrong.
But technically speaking, I was given information, and she was given information, both coming from the MPAS, the Motion Picture Association Arts. And
you had alternative facts, Neil. That's the problem.
That's it.
You.
Yes. You know, that's a whole other discussion. But
so is Trump right? Is Meryl Streep overrated because she got nominated for Florence Foster Jenkins?
I don't know how many nominations has she gotten?
Is this 20 now? I think
19,
it's like 19.
20.
It's about 17, 16,
well,
17.
I don't know. She's, a lot. Except for that horrible movie that she did a couple of years ago.
Julia,
where she
Julia?
Plays
no,
the rock.
The rock star.
The rock
yes.
woman.
What was the name?
Rhodey. Was her name. Like,
this woman's like an automatic. I mean, she could be, it's Meryl Streep sitting in a chair for half an hour and just, you know, like Andy Kaufman used to read on stage. What did he read? He used to read.
Well, he did Cities. He did Mickey Mouse.
No, he used to read The Great Gatsby on stage.
All right.
So this, she could just sit there. I mean, read the phone book, and it would be like Meryl Streep for the phone book. You know what I mean?
So I think what we should do is kind of do what the main takeaways of the Oscar were, because I think there's a couple of stories here.
Okay,
that
here's one story. Here's one story. Okay, so the Oscars got a lot of shit last year for the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite, that none of their nominees in any of the acting categories, they were all white. There were there was no diversity. So this year, fortunately, it's a much more diverse group. I mean, you have Fences is nominated, The Herald did.
There was more to choose from.
Moonlight.
There was more quality.
Hidden Figures, and Octavia Spencer got a nomination. Denzel Washington and Viola Davis got a nomination. And how do you pronounce his name for Moonlight?
Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali got a nomination. And so, you know, they're not going to get the same flack that they got last year. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
I'm trying to figure out what to have for a hashtag for this year. Oscar so bland, or Oscar so.
Well, I like Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's always funny. So you know.
Okay, what are the other big surprises? Yeah, what are the headlines?
What's your other story?
Well,
La La Land's a story.
The fact that it's
more diverse as opposed to last year, where there was nobody of color, nobody.
Casey Affleck. First of all, I've been saying this for quite some time. I have no idea why Casey Affleck is the front runner. I understand that he should
it's
be nominated.
A very weak year for movies.
Well, listen,
it's not a weak year for movies.
Year.
Stop
I'm
saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the nominees for actors in a leading role.
Well, no, right? let's
you
look
got
at
Casey
best...
Affleck. Okay, so you got Denzel Washington in Fences.
Fences.
Very good performance, but
no,
Denzel
the best performance of the year.
But then, but let's know how the Academy Awards works. The Oscar voters, it's very political.
Tell us, Yoda.
And it's campaigning. So Denzel has won, if I'm not mistaken, twice before. Okay, so they actually discount that and they say, well, he's won twice before.
Glory was the other time besides Training Day.
I believe Glory was best supporting actor. Okay, Ryan Gosling in La La Land. Okay, do you think that's worthy
no,
of?
He's
a,
not a. He's. I mean,
he's the whole movie.
No. I think the movie's about
the spine of it.
I think he's the character,
like
but he's not.
Kevin Meaney, the late Kevin Meaney. He's the whole movie.
We're big pan people.
Ryan Gosling is very limited in acting. And this role necessarily wasn't meaty for him to kind of strip down bare to the bone.
He can't sing well. City of Dreams.
By the way,
well,
that was
dance well or
that was Oscar, right? That was Oscar nominated. So was Audition.
Okay,
two okay. songs
which
from
cancel,
that
will cancel themselves.
I don't
okay,
know
so
about that.
You want to know who I think is more worthy than Casey Affleck? First of all, I would have rather seen Matt Damon in the role, who was originally.
Well, let's talk about the surprise: Viggo Mortensen.
Okay, Viggo Mortensen, Captain
I think
Fantastic.
That's a better performance than Casey Affleck. And I think Andrew Garfield, if you want to go into the politics, two performances: Silence, horrible movie, good performance, and Hacksaw Ridge, also good performance.
Boy, that's the other story. Mel Gibson has made somewhat of a comeback here because he was shut out at the Directors Guild. There were a lot of people saying, "No, this is a really good movie. You have to." Let Mel have his day. And the Oscars did it. They nominated him instead of Denzel, let's say, for director. There are a couple of others that got shut out. Garth Davis from Lion got two Directors Guild nominations.
So what's the
didn't
they,
get nominated here.
They decided
here.
That the anti-Semitic remarks and what we never figured out, as Ricky Gervais said, what exactly does Sugar
You have to
tits
figure
mean?
That most of the Oscar voters have probably had rants like that, just never gotten arrested, and there
know.
For the grace of God goes they.
There's another two takeaways
here. Why did Mel Gibson Jack get nominated for Best Director?
I think because at the end of the day, when you look at the work that he's done as a director, I mean, he is a technically brilliant director. I mean, this guy knows how to do movies.
I hated The Last Temptation of Christ. I didn't really like
this is his best movie since Braveheart. This is his best movie since Braveheart. Yes or no?
This is the best movie that he's done
since Braveheart.
Yeah.
Yes.
What has he done since Braveheart other than Last Temptation of Christ? Not Last. Is it?
No. That's Scorsese's film.
No. What the hell was the name of that movie?
3 Days in Hell.
It was just 2 hours of Christ being tortured.
Right.
It was just this.
So the other thing outside of the Mel Gibson thing, we'll get back to it in a second, but I think that one of the key things.
The Christ thing or something?
The Passion of the Christ.
Apocalypto was good.
Apocalypto was pretty good.
Apocalypto was highly regarded.
So there's another two takeaways that I want to talk about here. Number one is the animated film category. I think this is one of the best.
We're off Mel Gibson already?
We're off Mel Gibson already because you can't remember the name of the film.
I said it's.
Okay, is that it?
The Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ is right.
But I think that
Pixar got cut out this year.
Well, Pixar got cut out, but I mean, you have.
Yeah, but what did Pixar have this year?
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Finding Dory.
Right? Yeah. They had Finding Dory. Kubo and the Two Strings. Zootopia.
Zootopia's winning.
It was nominated.
It was nominated. You're saying nominated. Okay, yeah.
Nominated for Oscars.
Zootopia's winning.
Zootopia.
I hear Red Turtle is great.
Red Turtle. My Life as a Zucchini.
I haven't seen My Life as a Zucchini or the Red Turtle.
There was one more. Now, these are all A-list quality films. Any movie.
Well, Kubo's a little weird.
Kubo is actually a masterpiece of stop motion
to look
animation.
At, but it's not.
But I think
the story's a little.
What we need to talk about is the incredible power that animated films and studios, they've caught up to Pixar, man. Pixar is no longer the greatest or the best animated studio.
I would agree with that. That certainly this year says that.
I have a theory with Pixar, okay?
I think this is, by the way, the first time Pixar hasn't been nominated.
Pixar used to be event. I don't know if you agree with me, Bill. They used to be event films.
Now they're all sequels.
Every film, they were not sequels. Every film was original, fresh, and a masterpiece. You'd be wowed by Toy Story. Then you'd see Ratatouille, and you'd go, oh, my God. Then you'd see Finding Nemo, and you'd go, like, this is amazing. Then you'd see Up. Then you'd see
Toy Story.
What's the one where Wall-E? Yeah. And everyone just blew the doors off wide open, and you're just incredible. So then Pixar was bought
but
by
But you said Finding Dory was visually stunning and much, much better than Finding Nemo on our
that.
Show. Yes, you did.
No,
you said
I
it on our show.
I never said that.
You said it was Finding Dory looked better than Nemo.
Maybe Lisa said that on
the
show.
No, you did.
I never said
that.
Go to
the videotape.
I said that I might have said the computer animation has advanced so the movie looked better, but I think Finding Nemo was the better film than Finding Dory, unquestionably.
To look at, you said Finding Dory.
Well, maybe
Dory was
visually,
better.
But that's there's a lot more
I didn't
movie
love
than
Finding
visuals.
Dory. I remember this
So
argument.
Here's the problem with Pixar. So Pixar gets.
Are you listening, Pixar?
Disney used to be the distributor of Pixar. Now they own Pixar. And John Lasseter, who directed Toy Story and was the head of Pixar, became the head of animation at Disney. So he spread himself. So as opposed to just being involved in Pixar and just working on kind of one movie, not one movie at a time, because they would work, they'd release a movie a year and they were working on 2-3 movies, but he'd be kind of narrow focused on the movie that was about to come out and being a script doctor to that and kind of just, working on one thing at a time predominantly. Now he's the head of all of animation at Disney, Disney movies, and Pixar movies, and I think that he spread himself too thin, and I think that the quality, once that happened, has gone down. I mean, the Pixar movies are still okay, but they're not Wall-E, they're not Up, they're not Toy Story.
Okay, and that's reflected. So you're just explaining what happened.
With the Irish female heroine.
Brave.
Okay, not great. You know what I mean?
Modest.
Yeah,
So that's why I wasn't nominated.
And he's wasting his time with this Cars shit, which is now they're going to make another
Cars
one of these
3,
things. Cars
right.
3. So I think that it's watered down Pixar. Pixar is not the Pixar that it used
now,
to
Disney
be.
Now, Disney Animation Studios has really picked up the slack and really created.
Because Lasseter is now in charge
now,
of that.
They are now the new Pixar.
Well,
and I think
Frozen,
Pixar has a particular sensitivity, a particular type of storytelling that the other studios necessarily don't want to be a part of. But yes, I do think that the main focus of John Lasseter has now been in Disney Studios as opposed to
right. Look at Frozen. That was John Lasseter overseeing.
So wait, let's go to
project.
Best. Let's open this up and talk about Best Picture. We still haven't listed all 9 of those.
Okay.
By the way,
Bill
they could
Rigoli,
have done
tell
10.
Tell us all the Best Picture nominees.
They could have done 10, and they left Silence off. Let's talk
Thank
about
goodness.
What they left off.
Well, all right. You want the nominees? La La Land, Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Arrival, but nominating Amy Adams, Lion, Hacksaw Ridge, Hidden Figures, Fences, and the one we all liked, Hell or High Water.
So let's talk about what's not on that list. First of all, there's nine. They could have had 10. There was this big push in the
there's
last couple of weeks.
10, Bill. There's
well,
rarely 10.
I don't think they're.
They
I think the first time they did.
Yeah.
So, but here's the point. There was all of this chatter in the last couple of weeks that Deadpool was going to get. The Producers Guild nominated it. The Directors
the Writers Guild.
The Writers Guild.
Well, that's your wheelhouse.
So. You know, I knew this wasn't going to happen. I mean, Deadpool is a fun ride, but it's not an Oscar-nominated film. If you are, if there's somebody at home today with a gun in their mouth, it's got to be Martin Scorsese because Silence got one. I think
nobody
some technical.
Nobody ever talked about Silence. Getting anything.
No, they talked about the fact that if it was going to get anything, it was going to happen at the Oscars. The Academy, yeah. The Academy loves him. Loves Martin Scorsese.
Then why?
But he's
why
been
did he only win
the
Academy? It only he only won for. The Departed.
Right.
And
but that was considered long overdue, and why is the guy who made Raging Bull
right.
never
did
got
you
an
like
Oscar,
Silence?
Blah, blah, blah.
I hated it.
No, I hated it. So
what
I'm glad they...
I
I'm glad.
Right, did you like the movie, Jack?
No, I did not.
Okay,
I thought
so
it
there
was
you go. Four critics
and
all hated
yeah.
the movie.
Right, but all these Oscar bloggers at Gold Derby
no,
and all
they didn't know what
those...
the hell they were talking about. I would have guaranteed you that Silence wasn't going to get a Best Picture nomination, nor get anything.
I'm thrilled for Lion. Gadoo! I'm thrilled for Heller. Hell or High Water is really the story here. Hell or High Water was a little...
I had Sonny Pawar in the studio.
No one likes
and
a bride.
For you, I had him do the gadoo thing.
Uh-huh.
So first he did the yell gadoo, which is gadoo. But then he did
gadoo.
Then he did gadoo, 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 gadoo.
Okay,
remember
thank
when he was
you.
Looking around?
Yes, if I closed my eyes, you'd practically be sitting next to me.
Did you introduce him to the other kid you had in the studio? Who was it visiting?
Lucas Hedges?
No,
we had what's-your-face's kid. Tom Cruise's
Suri.
Suri.
Yeah, he introduced him.
No.
To
do we have any Oscar nominees, Bill Bregoli, that we spoke to this week? I think we've done.
Okay, this is for those of you watching
about,
on Facebook. Yeah, right. This has devolved into a production meeting.
Gosling.
We apologize
so
for
Bregoli,
that.
Bill Bregoli, Facebook people. So Bill Bregoli, you talked to Ryan Gosling.
That's
on the most.
That's right. He said it's a damn good thing he liked the music.
It's still beautiful every time I hear it. I mean, I practiced some of those piano pieces 4 hours a day for 3 months. I mean, I should technically never want to hear them again. But every time I hear them, I'm still moved by them. I mean, it's really, really beautiful music.
Right. Another film
Roberts?
That I feel mm-hmm. that was snubbed,
Emma
Neil Rosen,
wait.
Was 20th Century Women. I thought this
yes.
was
I hated
a fantastic
movie.
Film
Boring.
Where Annette Bening should have been nominated.
So,
best
so Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep basically got the Annette Bening spot, if you think about it. Or Meryl Streep got the Amy Adams spot.
Or Ruth Negga
got the Amy
okay.
Adams
there,
spot or the
Annette Bening.
Let's talk
about
the
Best Actress category.
I didn't think the Amy Adams – forget the movie. We could talk about the merits of the movie. It's an interesting movie. I don't think Amy Adams gave an Academy Award.
She's the heart and soul. She's the heart and soul of the movie, Neil.
If it wasn't her.
It got 8 nominations and they snubbed the actress who's basically the whole movie.
Yeah, she's the one –
Director,
the emotional
picture.
Compass of the whole film. She's the one that drives the plot and the
she
narrative.
She talks to the animals.
So that's number
She's
one.
She's Nurse
number
Doolittle.
Two, Annette Bening's never won an Oscar. Correct me if I'm wrong. This was the one that the Oscars were supposed to kind of just
yeah.
flat
especially
out.
Especially since she made that piece of stool that her husband made.
Rules
don't apply.
Right. So I think that Annette Bening got snubbed.
I
think
do.
20th Century Women got snubbed.
I don't
snubbed.
Like the movie 20th Century Women.
Why not?
Okay, there's no narrative structure to it. The entire movie...
It's a coming-of-age
right,
film.
It's a coming-of-age story in San Francisco in...
For four characters.
Okay,
the mom...
And, yeah, I know. Billy Crudup, Greta Gerwig, Annette Bening, and...
Greta Gerwig.
But it's really about... Well, Greta Gerwig got snubbed. A lot of people said that she was going to get
no,
a Best
Supporting...
No, she
was never going to
okay,
be...
Okay, so here's why I don't like that particular actresses. Movie, okay? I could care less about this kid. Okay, the mother is having problems raising the kid, and so she decides that in her boarding house, she's going to enlist the aid of Greta Gerwig and who's the and the elf and
elf Elle Fanning.
Elle Fanning who shares a bed with the kid but they're not sexually involved they're just kind of sleeping next to each other I didn't care about the kid I
this
didn't
sounds like a
structure.
Narrative structure to me
I didn't like the movie I was bored were you bored by the movie Bill Bregoli be honest with me come on
you're
I was
on
totally
the spot.
Bored except for the scenes that Elle Fanning was in.
Okay, so that constituted
creepy,
about maybe like
no, it's a good
movie.
It's a
boring
movie.
It's
boring.
A great movie.
It's boring.
Right, wait.
It's a great movie.
What about this snub? What about Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. Everyone. Everyone. She's not nominated.
She's the front runner to win the whole
Natalie
thing.
Portman.
Yes,
Natalie
and
Portman.
Jackie. You liked the. You spoke to her. Her accent was fantastic. I think when you look at the actual CBS documentary of the White House and how Jackie Onassis or Jackie Kennedy at the time.
So where was her nomination?
Tour, she was nominated.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, Best Actress.
Oh, sorry. Is that true?
That's what I'm saying.
She was nominated for Best Actress.
Okay, so
this whole thing about her being snubbed.
So that's the one nomination.
I just recorded a whole television piece that's airing right now.
I'm sorry. I read on Oscars.com that she didn't get nominated.
Yeah, she did get nominated. She did get nominated.
She got nominated.
Well, I'm happy for that because I think she's great.
No, seriously.
So can we talk about another thing that it's very important to me?
I didn't like that movie.
All right, 20th Century Woman, I understand. But
no, I didn't like Jackie either.
Oh, you didn't? Well, okay. But I think she deserves an Oscar.
Yes, I think she was great in the role.
Yeah.
But I think the movie was not very interesting. I mean, it was a week and a half and the most depressing week in the woman's life, and I got kind of bored with it. I must tell you the truth. Did you like Jackie?
No.
Did you like Jackie?
I did.
Why did you like Jackie?
It was haunting, it was evoking, and at the same time was about a grieving woman after her husband, the President of the United States and one of the most popular presidents in U.S. history, was assassinated.
No, I'm kidding.
But what I'm saying is we never got to have that backstory ever on Jackie Onassis and how she grieved John Kennedy.
It's a cold movie about a cold woman.
Yes, and how she created
the whole...
Allow me to say this. She also created the Camelot fantasy. And I never knew where that came from.
Came from a record she played.
Well, yeah, it was basically a soundtrack to a Broadway
show. Which I thought was a little on the nose, actually.
But I thought that the dialogue was very snappy between her and the priest.
Also, the way
end.
The director kept the camera in her face the whole movie, it felt
I think she gave a great performance. The movie bored me. I hear what you're saying, Jack, about lending insight into that, but I didn't really want to see 2 hours of that.
You get bored at movies a lot for a film critic.
Didn't it bother you? Tell us what you like. Peter, that everybody was doing the Kennedy accent, including the gentleman who played in flashback, John F. Kennedy. But here comes Peter Sarsgaard playing Bobby Kennedy, and he's not even doing the Jackie, the funeral arrangement.
All right, you keep
and
on.
Peter Sarsgaard is like, Jackie, the funeral arrangement is in this completely non. I mean, Howard Stern does it at least gets up for doing an
era. Era.
Right. The arrangements, Jackie. We can't walk down Pennsylvania
Avenue.
Look,
that's a nit. I mean, I think there's a lot of nits in that movie.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was diversity in this particular case. First of all, Latinos were nowhere to be seen.
Once again,
we go back to this focus that race in America is not about.
Just black and white.
It's just black and white.
But what was the Latino? Wait a minute. What's the Latino performance that was overlooked? What was the film that was overlooked?
Well, first of all, there weren't many. That's the problem. Last year.
The African American community was complaining to the Oscars that they didn't nominate anybody, and other people were making the statement. And I agree with complaint to Hollywood that they're not making good African American movies. I noticed that they say, okay, it was diverse this year, but yet there were no Latino.
There were. I mean, Rodrigo Prieto for Silence. He's a cinematographer in that film. You guys love the cinematographer.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Right.
Lin-Manuel Miranda was nominated twice
for Moana because he wrote How Far I'll Go, and now he's in the running for EGOT, which is all five awards that he's basically
won. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
So now he needs Oscar. Now he's nominated for it, so he couldn't actually get it. And then you have like time code in the short film section, et cetera. But these aren't heavy enough. First of all, Pablo Larraín did Jackie. Pablo Larraín did Neruda.
Right.
Is Neruda good, by the way? Neruda was excellent. I would say it's top 10 films.
Who was the director of Birdman? And he also was not.
Alejandro González Iñárritu did The Revenant. 2 years in a row, he won.
Right.
But he didn't make any films this year. So I do think that we need to talk about how more Latinos need to be telling stories, how they need to be casted more. And there might be, and this is just my particular opinion, because race in America is black and white and doesn't really include Latinos, there needs to be some sort of promotion of Hispanics from the script to the directors to behind the scenes to be able to tell more Latino stories. Now, I'm glad that Ruth Negga got nominated for Best Actress. But the problem is we also got to kind of be careful that we're not – if you look at that Best Actress category, there's only one woman of color in that category, and that's Ruth Negga.
Right.
Okay? I saw Loving. I don't think she deserved it. That was the most understated, most subtle performance I saw all year.
I thought she was the best thing about the movie.
And she could have And Amy Adams or Annette Bening could have taken her spot, but why didn't they? I think it's politics. You got to include
somebody
of color.
The Oscars is all politics. Would have gone it's so much down politics. The Academy's it's unbelievable. So
but, to answer the, but to answer
John
the Latino
Wayne
question.
Deserved to win a Best Actor Award in 1970 for True Grit over Dustin Hoffman in Midnight Cowboy. It was a lifetime achievement thing. They were giving John Wayne for Stagecoach.
I think it's less true
and the
now
Green
than
Berets
it was then.
And all
Annette,
other,
Bening, Annette Bening was
it's
not nominated.
Politics.
So
look at our friend Robert Wall who goes, oh, you know, I vote for my I vote for the
my friends.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know,
I vote for my friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's
but Jack Latino, this is unless the Revenant guy directs another movie next year
or Alejandro Gonzalez or Alfonso.
Who's
going to
teach? Let me ask you a question. Who's going to teach Jennifer Lopez how to act? Because that's the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you got Demian Bichir, who's an excellent Mexican actor. I think you have a lot of talent, but I do think that we're not given the opportunities that other, you know, black actors
I
get.
Agree. It's not a fault of the Motion Picture Academy. It's a fault of Hollywood.
Diego Luna was a star in Rogue One.
Particular star, films. Right. You know?
So Diego Luna was a star in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Those are the
but
types
Star
of
Star Wars Rogue
need to
One
get.
Got nothing.
No, but I also think Gael Garcia Bernal needs to get better chances.
By the way, the guy
who's
the cinematographer on a movie that's not very great that we did on the show today called the Light... Between
Oceans or the Light Between...
The Light Between Oceans?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the most beautifully shot film. I mean, the cinematographer deserves...
But lousy. Lousy. But 2 hours and 13 minutes of good-looking lousy.
I wonder if he got a nomination.
Bad movies can look good.
Now, here's your point, Jack, in terms of politics, okay? I'm going to check to see if he got a cinematography nomination. But many reviewers, including myself, mentioned how exquisite that cinematography was. But because the movie did not, and it was directed by Derek Chiafrance?
Yeah.
Right, because the movie didn't do that well, and, you know, so people kind of forgot about the movie. But does that really cut short the does that really negate the quality of the way the movie was lensed?
It shouldn't.
It's a beautifully lensed movie, but because it's not in that group of all those Academy Award contenders. So you're telling me that's not political bullshit, Jack? Seriously?
Yeah, Jack. I wish we'd been listening to that.
All right, I have a palate cleanser. We've been getting really heavy.
Okay.
And there are other nominations that came out yesterday, the Razzie Awards.
Oh, good.
And they,
I like this.
They have a great category called Worst Screen Combo. And in this category nominated are Tyler Perry and that same old worn-out wig for Boo, a Madea Halloween. Ben Stiller and his BFF, barely funny friend Owen Wilson for Zoolander 2. The entire cast of
Batman versus Superman.
The entire cast of once respected actors who are in Collateral Beauty.
Yeah, Wilson. Mirren.
Any two Egyptian gods or mortals in Gods of Egypt. Just pick them, any two. So that's their worst screen combo category.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Razzies have gotten a lot of attention because they do a very smart thing. They make their nominations the day before the Oscar nominations. They get people like us talking about them. I've never been to a Razzie.
Do
I understand it's
a
very
they have a ceremony.
Yeah, no,
people
that's very low tech.
Have showed up.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock has showed up.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock. Some
she's
people,
been nominated for an Oscar
right.
and nominated for a Razzie the same year she went to both awards.
For the same performance.
Yeah.
What was that performance?
No. One was Blindside, and the other wasn't she in a crappy movie that too or something?
Or something. Okay, well, that's what
I think so. Yeah.
I
don't know.
And she got great kudos for it.
My daughter loves the original Miss Congeniality. She just watched the She watches it over and over and over and over. I like the original Miss Congeniality, too.
But we digress. We're good at that.
Oh, yes. Okay. So we talked Mel Gibson.
Does anybody know what's won?
I'm glad that Hidden Figures got a nomination. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
That's a crowd pleaser, man.
No, that's the surprise. If anything upsets La La Land, and I'm hearing from a lot of Oscar voters that they don't love La La Land. They like it. They respect it. They're glad it got as many nominations as it did.
But
Hidden Figures is the movie. I wish it was Lion, but Hidden Figures is the important movie.
Bill and I make
Wait a minute, let me hear me out. That's made a lot of money, almost more money and in a shorter period of time than La La Land.
I agree.
Made.
It's critically acclaimed and it's box office commercial success. When you have a movie that's critically acclaimed and is a box office success, is a movie that you have to pay attention to. It's now
McCuddy
top 10.
McCuddy and I have which I've won, I think, 11 out of the last
12. Well, I very politely take the sucker bet every year, but right. Go ahead.
Well, would you like to bet? I will give you all. I will take La La Land, saying that La La Land will win Best Picture, and you can take all remaining eight of these Best Picture nominees.
See
any
why?
Of them.
See why he wins every year?
But remember,
well, you don't have to take the bet.
No, no,
don't
I
take
know.
That bet. We'll
but Neil, remember,
it.
There's always a shocking surprise at the Oscars.
Okay, you know what it's going to be this year?
Money? Yeah, $100.
You know what? Wait a minute. You know what the shocker is going to be this year? Emma Stone is not going to win for La La Land.
Well, that's not a shocker.
No, she's the front runner.
No, she's not. No, what?
She's absolutely the front runner.
She's hands down the front runner.
Yeah,
her
she's
best
hands
actress at the Oscars.
I'll tell you who's going to win all the Oscars.
Natalie
right
Portman.
I could have told you yesterday who would have won the Oscars before these nominations came out. La La Land's going to win Best Picture. Damien Chazelle's going to win Best Director. Emma Stone's going to win Best Actress. Not Natalie Portman, even though it was the better performance, because she's won already. And there is a political component to this. Casey Affleck, whether you think he deserves it or not, and I don't really think he does, is going to win Best Actor. Best Supporting Actor. Let's see the list here.
I wish it was Jeff Bridges.
It's going to
be Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. And Best Supporting Actress is a lock. It's going to be Viola Davis.
I'm going to save that
and
clip.
And I'm going with
so
all of that. Right. All of that. And I could have told you all of that yesterday before the nominations were
Why'd we even do the show?
And I bet you I'm 100% right.
Well,
100%.
Well, you know,
I'll bet you $100 you're not 100% right.
I will bet you money that I agree with all of it, but I believe Barry Jenkins might actually win the Best Director. He's been winning almost everything. He's a black director, and they are rare, my friend. So if you do want to talk about politics, Neil, let's talk about this. You got to include diversity now. You have to. So one of those categories that you mentioned, it's either going to be Moonlight or Hidden Figures,
they'll
or it's going to be
Moonlight screenplay, and they'll give and as far as the diversity quota, Viola Davis and Marsha, you know. So I think they'll, you know, I'm sticking. You want to know what's going to win? I'm going with this. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think's going to win?
I pretty much agree with your list.
You
actually,
agree that,
yeah.
Right. What
Bill?
About you? You agree?
I think the runner can stumble. The front runner always gets a little shit going towards the end. And if it splits at all, I really think Hidden Figures could be the upset win.
That's a very good possibility, too. It's such a feel-good movie.
I like your feel-good But do
movies.
You think Hidden Figures is worthy of winning Best Picture? It's a good movie.
It checks
movie,
all those
but
Oscar
it's not
boxes.
It's a great movie.
Well, we've had look
it's
at
It's a good
right,
movie.
Right, right.
But, you know, if you think
Crash
about it, it's
won.
A pretty.
Crash beat
Moonlight,
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay. Hidden Figures, historically, no question, very interesting. Performances, very good. But, you know, it's kind of not innovative in terms of directorial style as opposed to Moonlight, which is a very interesting. I mean, you have three different actors that are playing the same kid at different points in his life.
So you're saying Moonlight is the more potential upset than.
No, I'm saying it deals with a subject. He's gay and he's in a very urban area of Miami where it's not like the Village in New York City. It's not an accepting neighborhood to, you know, and it's just a very interesting film. And the way he's segueing between all the different actors who are playing the same particular kid, I think that's a more interesting film in terms of.
No, it checks the box by being nominated,
okay.
But Hidden Figures is the one that can beat it. Hidden Figures is a more accessible movie
and
to
Manchester
the Academy.
By the Sea.
I can't believe you guys are mentioning Hidden Figures as the shocking surprise in the Best Picture category when it really should be Moonlighting.
Moonlight. Although
it
I did like Sybil Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
No, not that Moonlight.
But I don't think
Moonlight.
That was nominated. That was
Barry Jenkins'
show.
Moonlight is.
Moonlight is a nominated movie, not a winning movie.
Really?
I think it's
yeah.
a great
really
movie.
So.
And you want to know, Manchester by the Sea, although I like Hidden Figures, is a better movie. Look at the Kenneth Lonergan script and direction. Is it an up movie? No.
Well, that's your screenplay win.
But
that's your screenplay. That's a great movie.
I mean,
not La La Land.
Casey Affleck, you know, who's okay in the role, but that there's the scene that they show you all the time with Michelle Williams. And speaking about Michelle Williams.
Anyway, Michelle Williams should not have been nominated for that. I thought she was
well,
comical.
Well, I have a headline for you. She's the only potential upset in that category.
I agree with that.
And that category upsets 9 times out of 10.
I was laughing in her performance in Manchester by the Sea. I didn't really like it. I thought it was comical to a certain extent.
All right. Well, that was a fascinating discussion.
Here we are, 36 minutes in.
Wow.
Well,
I wish we could stay.
Let's see what else we could talk about. all right. I'm just going to go. Viggo Mortensen.
Thank you for staying with us this long, our Facebook
Viggo,
crowd.
You like Viggo's performance?
I think that's a great performance. I think that's a cool nomination.
That's a nice surprise to
see. Never going
to
happen, but
it's
nice
a good
for
performance.
Him.
He's
having a good day, and that's it for him.
All right.
Jeff
what are the
Bridges, no chance in hell.
Hugh Grant. Hell
Lucas Hedges.
Lucas Hedges, terrific.
Yeah, Lucas Hedges in Manchester could be an
Lucas,
upset.
But who's going to win? It's going to be Mahershala Ali, right?
We shall see.
I see. Actress.
Is it February 26th? When do we have the...
February 26th.
February 26th.
Be supporting, there or be square.
So we're saying who's... What did I say supporting actress is going to be?
We're all lost in it, Neil. We have no idea.
Supporting actress would be Viola Davis.
Viola Davis is the one to
Damien Chazelle for Best Director, and that's going to be it. All right. We'll be back next week with our regular show, where we talk about The Comedian, the new movie with Robert De Niro and Leslie Mann. I'm going to get Bill Bregoglia linked to that.
And, oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
boy, we're making poopy. All right, there you go.
Want to
know what that means?
I have
we'll
some
talk about it
poop
next week.
Yeah.
Bill Bregoglia knows, and Bill Bregoglia know what I'm talking about. It's a line from the movie. All right. Anyway, for Bill Bregoglia.
Yes.
For Bill McCuddy.
We watch the bad movies like The Comedian, so you don't have to.
And Jack Rico.
Hello, everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, I'm Neil Rosen. Thanks for sitting around talking movies. We'll sit around talking movies with you next week.